Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School, the New School Way, coming at you live here at 1040 O Street. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Old Cheney, / Andre Matt, and 168th and Maple up there in the O, where Eastrick is headed from on the block. 2 hours with Eastrick, a lot of knowledge with the NBA Finals coming up, and a lot of other things. But, Austin, things have settled down. Obviously, I want to give you, you and Nick credit for what you guys did for state baseball. You guys did a really good job, man, and made it really, really good. When the listening felt like we were there, and the stick-to-itiveness for the last championship game through the rain, late night for you guys, but still
we're just glad it delivered.
Yeah,
you know, if that would have been a 7-1 game, it would have been tough. But the fact that it was intense
right
all the way
to the
through,
wire, and everybody thought that. Lincoln East, who eventually won it. Big shout out to my man Brody McIntyre, B Dog. Same birthday. That's my dude.
How about that?
Yeah. Only chink in his armor is that he didn't play long enough for me in basketball, but he's a heck of a baseball player. He's going to St. Thomas. Everybody thought East was going to run away from it, and obviously Papillion La Vista South, Miller North.
Yep.
Showed that championship pedigree and almost pulled it off. But wanted to give you guys, your kudos for doing a great job. So, look, it's kind of a weird time in sports. Obviously, the NBA Finals is going on. You got baseball starting to kind of MLB getting ramped up. College World Series, obviously, will probably move the mothership up there at various times, so forth and so on. Not a lot going on in football usually, but
Frank Ragnow
retiring out of nowhere, which I think you're going to see a lot more. From players, because they get paid so much early in their career, and then if you get that second contract, they can figure out other things to do. You know, I feel for him. I got a couple bad wheels myself. I can only imagine being at his age and the extensive surgeries that he's went through that I've had, and he's had them, obviously, ever since he's been in the NFL, to have to walk away earlier than he probably would like. He is probably top 4 or 5 center in the league. Easily.
He's been top 5 in both pass block win rate and rush block win rate the last 3 years.
Yeah, and that's 4 would be easy, and he's not number 4. Mm-hmm. Actually, he's from Minnesota, went to Bama. Just to let you know, originally from hometown kid. So you wish him all the best. You got June. Now you got the mandatory mini camps coming up. You got OTAs, and you got mandatory mini camps coming up. So this is going to be – this is where you'll see a couple trades. Late, right? I'm assuming Aaron Rodgers is going to pick his team here, or Kirk Cousins is going to be on the move. And then you start to hear, who could be in for a big year next year. It'll be interesting to see what Michael Penix does. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Kirk Cousins and the teams that really need to either get back up to the championship pedigree or, you know, continue along the process of being championship level. So it's big time for NFL. But then also come Friday, it's kind of on a, I guess, times five, times six, Friday night lights, seven. What's different, Friday night lights was essentially a Nebraska football camp where they brought in the likes of Micah Parsons and all these guys and Bookie and all that and put Nebraska on display. And essentially they were there to help raise the profile of Nebraska. Not many or if any came to Nebraska. Bookie was committed for a month or two. But now I think what Matt Rule and I guess the recruiting staff and, you know, the athletic department decided to do, and you've seen this at other places, I think Miami might have had one, but not to the scale I think Nebraska's having, is 7-on-7 tournament with the championship game at night. Free for the fans. And plus, yep, if you come and there, you get like a hot dog Gatorade. So it's
first 500.
So it is free for the first 500. So it's a great recruiting tool where you get to see guys up close and personal. You get to see some kids maybe that you might not have been on your radar. I always talk about CJ Stroud, talked about it on Inside the Huddle on Sunday. So make sure you tune in there on 8 o'clock in the morning about how CJ Stroud got to Ohio State by the way of 7-on-7 teammates going to Ohio State.
Yeah.
And now he's a franchise quarterback. So you just never know who you might.
He's getting there.
He's getting there. Yeah. Well, the Slufler Slanger better get there this year. It's the big year for him.
Now that Bobby Slowick's gone, yeah, he can get back to being a franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
How about
that? Yeah. You know,
for
we'll
15
see.
Weeks out of the year.
And Laramie Tunsil's gone. So now the pressure's on. But throw it even faster. So you just never know who could start their career or start them at Nebraska. Obviously, biased to Nebraska coming off an event like this. But for their coaching staff, where recruiting is such a big deal and you're trying to take the offseason hype, year three of Matt Rule, the assumptions and the expectations outside of Vegas is that Nebraska is going to be 9 wins plus next year. And then obviously potentially getting in the college football playoffs, you know, according to everything that they're thinking or doing. Or saying or thinking and saying, this is where you can get, let's just say, 50 to 60 guys that you might have on your radar and have an unofficial visit and get to see them, talk to them, evaluate them, whole staff and recruiting staff, get to kind of give your take on them. So it's kind of like a active combine. It's not right. The underwear Olympics like the combine. It's actually like a 7-on-7 slash football camp with some really good players.
I would be curious to know, obviously Nebraska has it figured out behind the scenes with the legality of it all. There's no way this counts as an official visit for any of them. It shouldn't even be an unofficial, I wouldn't think, because it's just a 7-on-7 event hosted by Nebraska. Yeah. It's not, you know, Nebraska putting this on. It's just Nebraska hosting it.
Yeah.
And is Nebraska going to be in the running for all these players? No. Will Nebraska be in the running for a couple dozen of these players? Maybe optimistically. But this is a great way to see if there's anyone under the radar that catches your eye, or if you have any high priority targets, you invited their teams to come, whatever it is. Can you get them essentially a free visit to Nebraska? Yeah. I don't know what the contact rules are for the coaches, if they can actually have conversations with players or if they just have to sit in the stands and watch. But either way, having them on campus, having their eyes open by the city of Lincoln, hopefully, definitely never a bad idea.
No, and, you know, they get to see the new facility, the Big Red, your Go Big project. They get to see the stadium, get to see the campus, the city of Lincoln. And then, you know, obviously, you know, I'm encouraging all our ticket listeners and the fans that are listening to go and attend. You'll get to see. So I'm sure there's some present players that'll be out there watching at different times. And so you'll be that. You'll see that I'm assuming the coaching staff and the support staff will be out there. And, you know, I don't know how you can work it to where it's an unofficial visit. And I'm sure there's ways to kind of work around or within the rules. I think it's a great time to get kids on campus and not having them wait. I wouldn't say waste or burn up one of their official visits, but then also it's an extra unofficial visit. So the more time that you can create relationships, both in the first turn, get them to commit now, or you win their commitment now, or if you come in, and we've seen this, you know, essentially a close second, or the bonds that you can get through other coaches and coaching staffs to send guys here. Also, if I'm on the flip side, a 7-on-7 competitor, I want to get on the radar. and I catch people's attention. I might not be Nebraska guy. Say you got too many linebackers in your class, right? I'm just going on my position, but I show well, or a receiver, a DB. That's how you end up going from, let's say, a regular three-star recruit to a high three-star recruit. You get more offers, more opportunities, and obviously I never forget where it started, even if I have to pick another school and say it does or it doesn't work out there or is working out there and I want to level up. I end up at Nebraska all based on this camp on 7-on-7 display comes or Friday.
We've had our fair share of conversations about 7-on-7, the positives and the negatives of it for the game of football as a whole, right? Not just college football, but even its effects into the NFL. If you're a Nebraska coach, what can you most accurately evaluate during 7-on-7, even if it's not quote unquote real football?
Well, you get to see how they move. You can see how explosive they are. You can, depending on the program or the group that they play with and how they go about 7-on-7, see how they can run route. And then obviously defensively, how they, defend routes. Do they have good ball skills? Can they track the ball? Can they win 50-50? Now, granted, there isn't any pads on and all that. Pads aren't as big a factor right now because you don't get to be as physical as it when I played. So you're able to see some things, game speed versus time speed. Big emphasis at Nebraska is track speed. Majority of these kids might run track a little bit. A lot of them have to do 7-on-7. So you get to see guys coming in and out of their breaks and as simple as do they have strong hands? What's their catch radius in a competitive environment? Quarterback is a little bit easier just because it's a little bit harder, because you're not getting hit. There's no linemen.
Right.
But you get to evaluate some things. It's a different, it's not everything that you evaluate on, but that's where a lot of the offers come there right now. You got to think when Malachi Coleman, I remember he went down to it was satellite camps. Mm-hmm. Remember it was like being a part of big satellite camps. He got on the map of Georgia and Miami at a satellite camp down south somewhere. And then obviously was able to take it and parlay it to, Nebraska. Now he's up at Minnesota. So, I think it's.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's HIMS.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. HIMS.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's use for it. I think if evaluated right and taken, you know, to the, I guess, the max that you can take it to, I think it's great. And I think the biggest thing is June 6th, putting Nebraska, building the program. And then you've seen different guys and different players. Obviously, you know, you got, you know, Taylor, you know, doing a lot of recruiting and stuff.
He's here all week.
Yeah, he's there all week.
So did his own camp, and he's sticking around.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the deal, and obviously it's something that where, you know, he's trying to really, you know, forge himself into, you know, the city of Lincoln and Nebraska. And so, you know, it's one of those things that you got to make sure that, you know, you're taking care of that, but then also the peer recruiting and the word of mouth is good. And you know, he's just trying to, you know, I guess show his, you know, loyalty to Nebraska. So it's a good opportunity for, you know, both the players and the university to be out there and, you know, start off the month of June. And if you, hopefully we can get some commitments out of it. I'm sure there's guys that they want to get a commitment from. And I think the more commits that you get improves your class ranking. And then obviously I think there's a lot of 4-star recruits coming, you know, that helps you kind of build your program because you're constantly trying to recruit, re-recruit. And then obviously, get guys committed here and then obviously end up being good.
It's a great opportunity to get guys to campus that you would have never gotten to campus. And you would like to think that the more of these high profile guys you get to campus, the more of them you'll land eventually. Now, does that mean out of high school you get the signing day buzz? Maybe, maybe not. And of course, ultimately, you got to win games on the football field. That's what you would like to think that a lot of these young men that are coming for the 7-on-7 camper are looking for. Sure, NIL certainly plays a factor. Nebraska's done a pretty good job of getting visits from top prospects recently, right? They'll get a lot of top-ranked guys at their position. Maybe not every year, but, you know, in a cycle of 4 or 5 years, Nebraska will have a handful of, you know, number one at their position guys on campus.
Right.
Nebraska has always been able to do just enough to get in the conversation, but not be there by the end of the party.
Yeah,
well, and you just got to find a way to close.
You know, I think your best closing tool, right, is WIN,
right?
And this is the year. This is a pivotal year. I think it's set up schedule wise. Obviously, it's, you know, you could just look at Indiana and look at how they're able to, you know, get indoors that they weren't able to. But then also, I think Nebraska has some built-in type of caveat that Indiana doesn't have. So Nebraska gets those wins and some big wins and gets in the conversation, legit conversation. I think last year was great, a big step in the right direction, and we've seen it, right? And you had the first, like, kind of big get, obviously, was Dylan, which opened some eyes, right? You made national news. It was even on a Today show and all that stuff, right? So you can't get much bigger than that, especially at the time. Actually, it overtook the teams that had the number one recruiting classes. It was Nebraska, Nebraska, Nebraska. Then you're able to have a rookie quarterback get you to a bowl game and then win the bowl game, right? Obviously not at the scale that Nebraska wanted, but that's what you're able to do. Now you can do events like this, have great month of June, hopefully get some commitments, and then reach the standard, hopefully, that's been set forth, the clear blueprint, and then the culture is led on by the players, and it comes to fruition. Then it'll turn to, instead of being in the conversation, you are the conversation, and then the closing percentage should go up.
How well attended are 7-on-7 tournaments normally? Because I'm guessing they're not being held in, you know, 85,000 person capacity stadiums.
I don't know. I mean, it's
like if Nebraska has
you know, it should be a little bit more because it's Nebraska. I think the fan base and being able and recruiting is always like it's like a whole nother season. You know, like a regular big 7-on-7, like the big ones. I mean, it's a lot of people there. I mean, but they're on huge facilities. But I don't think I think Nebraska is going to be in a whole different level because of the stadium. I'm assuming they're going to get a lot of fan support, the social media aspect. Nebraska, I think, are going to be able to put something like this. Do you think in 4 years down the road, continue along doing it? It mm-hmm. will be like Friday Night Lights, but with this 7-on-7 type of, this will be a place that in your 7-on-7 schedule is where you want to go.
Yeah.
Then if you can get some of the younger ages involved in it, it could be like a whole 2-3 day thing after the football camps. So it's a great opportunity to really be the one that really sets forth the place to be. And that's where college football has really started to change as far as like recruiting. When I was coming out winning mm-hmm. and then continuity was huge. The same coaching staff. I want to know that we're going to be in the bowl game hunt. Now it's coming to Nebraska. Knew we were going to Orange Bowl every year and Fiesta Bowl for obviously winning the national championship. That was huge. And mm-hmm. winning. Now it's winning, but then also association with, I guess, the cool kid. And that's where Nebraska's headed. And then obviously, you know, everything. This list is like obviously coaching and stuff like that, but this is what is attractive to kids. And once you get them here, then you get them in your system, and then everything, all the hard work that you do is worth it because the payoff is, you know, hopefully wins.
Like you said, this isn't the hard work hosting the camp. This is the planting the seeds.
Yeah.
For the most part, right? This isn't the home visits. This isn't the bringing them in on an official visit, having to be, you know, at your very best. This is, hey, cool. Nice to meet you. First time you meet each other, bump elbows at a party or something like that. The hard work is what comes after. This is going to be a big event, and like I say, there's nothing that goes into it, but this needs to be the start for Nebraska. This isn't the culmination of anything yet.
No, this is like the, I guess, I think recruiting now is like, remember when they used to have those like reality shows with speed dating? Mm-hmm. So this is like the second or third one. This is like the beginning process. Now you're trying to get, it's like The Bachelor or whatever. You're trying to mm-hmm. really, you know, get down and get you a rose, and then you want to be the one that gets the, you know, the girl at the end. So I think it's, you're setting forth the foundation of who you want, who you need and how you get them. But instead of, you know, on an official visit week, a big official visit weekend, and let's just say it's like 6 guys. Mm-hmm. Now you have like 20,
right?
And hopefully 30 guys that you can mm-hmm. get and really recruit and get them in. And hopefully you get a couple program changes.
Would you rather recruit at a 7-on-7 tournament or an AAU event? Which is the easier recruiting ground? The simpler, more straightforward, more believable?
Well, I think AAU is funny is because these coaches, like, they were like, yeah, we're coming to watch you. They know who they're coming to see. They just want verification that you're 6'8".
They want to which then you go to the NBA Combine, finds out, no, you're not.
Yeah, you're 6'5". You just want to make sure you're good. I'd say AAU because you could really see who can play. But you know what? It's harder. I think it's harder to recruit basketball because there's so many different organizations and teams, and there's a lot of guys that actually can play.
Right.
Versus like, you know, football, you can really, I think you can see a lot who's, you know, what the way they compete if they're invested in football. Because I think football is the hardest sport to play because you practice 90% of the time.
Right.
You're doing a lot of practice. So mm-hmm. if you can tell who loves it. Do you love football or do you love like all the
do you love being a football player?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you love, because if you love being a football player, that means you like a steak and sweatsuit type of dude. You like the mm-hmm. steaks and you like wearing the sweatsuit.
Right.
But if you love football, you love it because you ain't playing a lot of games. Because your game is today when it's hot out, running. That's your game.
Who's the dude that you played with that loved football the most?
Me.
Well, okay, obviously.
No. Hey, I'm going to tell you. I play with a dude named Corey Sears, defensive tackle. My man had a punch sled in his backyard. We used to go over there sometimes and drink beers and stuff. And he would have, you know, like the D lineman hit those things.
Mm-hmm.
He had two of them. I mean, Corey loved some football, man. He was tough. You know, back then, if you didn't love it, you just were kind of like shunned. But Corey, I mean, I never seen anybody with like a hip sled in the backyard.
Nice.
And you could just tell he had been going up and down.
Got the tracks in the lawn.
Yeah, he was violent with his hands and stuff, man. And I think more importantly, like, you'd be amazed at a lot of the guys that don't love it. I think there's more guys that
notable guys that you know their name that don't have that love.
There's more guys that don't love it now and think they love it versus the guys. I think the guys that really love it, I think they stand out so much. Mm-hmm. And there's probably more guys that think they love it. They like it. They love everything else that comes with it. So they're doing enough to make sure they get like what they love.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's the old guys. You know, we walked, you know, 10 miles to school in the snow in an 80 mile an hour wind.
Uphill. And they took a long way home so you could go uphill again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just to get exercise. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, we'll see. I think it's a great opportunity for Nebraska, great opportunity for some of the players, and we'll see how it comes out. Big weekend, mm-hmm. like always. But let's take a quick break a little bit earlier, come back in Austin. We're going to talk about this Hall of Fame, College Football Hall of Fame.
Good one.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah, so we'll see who gets in. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.